Kali Sfiras HaOmer has a number of interesting halachos that I'd like to review now, but also some misconceptions that I'd like to clarify. On a very basic level, Sfiras HaOmer is supposed to be done at night after Tzitzis Rechavim, after the three stars come out, which is basically the time that Shabbos ends on Saturday evening on Matzei Shabbos. It's to be done standing up with a bracha in advance of it. And then you say, today is X day, whatever the day of the Omer is. And if it's gone past day 7, then you say, and which is X number of weeks and days in the Omer. In other words, we count both the days and the weeks as we're counting towards Sfiras HaOmer, as we count towards Shavuos. And we count basically from Pesach all the way to Matan Torah as a way of exploring this time period, as a way of working on ourselves, as a way of engaging with God and engaging with ourselves to recognize there are 49 full days here for us to really work on ourselves so we can get the Kabbalah HaTorah and Matan Torah correctly. There's a misconception when it comes to the brachos, though, and whether missing a bracha, etc., whether I'm fulfilling the mitzvah or not. One misconception I have heard is, well, if I miss a full day and I no longer can count with a bracha, then maybe, actually, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah anymore, I shouldn't count anymore. That is totally false. Let's go into the background of this. Basically, if I count every single night throughout the Sfiras HaOmer at night, I say a bracha every single time, I have fulfilled the mitzvah perfectly. What happens if I miss one night and I say it the next morning? So on a very basic level, if I say it the next morning, I don't say it with a bracha. I can only say it with a bracha at night. What is that? What does it accomplish then for me to say it the next day if I don't say it with a bracha? Well, it means that I fulfilled counting a consecutive day. So let's say, for example, yesterday was day 11, and now I'm up to day 12. So day 12 at night, I missed. I wasn't able to say it, I forgot to say it. But day 12 in the morning, I remembered at Shacharis, hey, actually today is day 12, which is 1 week and 5 days in the Omer. Right? I said that. So now, although I can't say a bracha in the morning, at day 13, when at the onset of day 13, the next evening, at Sezer Chavim, when the three stars come out, I would continue at that point with a bracha. Some people think, I don't have to say a bracha anymore. No, you still continue with the bracha at that point for the rest of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, there's the unfortunate case where sometimes people forget not only the nighttime, but also the full daytime. Not that they remembered the next morning, but let's say, for example, they forgot on the the 12th day at night, and then the full day afterwards. And they remember only when they're about to count to day 13, wait a second, I totally forgot day 12. And that's the unique circumstance in which I would stop counting with the bracha, not only for day 13, but for the rest of Sfiras HaOmer at that point. I would no longer say it with a bracha. Should I continue counting? Of course. And here's why. There's a machlokes between most poskim, most shitos, most opinions on the matter of Sfiras HaOmer and the Bahag. Most opinions believe that the Sfiras HaOmer is 49 individual separate mitzvos. That means every single night is a separate mitzvah different than the ones before it. Just like, for example, when I take lulav and esrog, I pick up a lulav, I pick up an esrog, the citron and the lulav branches, etc., and I pick them up on sukkahs, every single day that I pick it up, it's fulfilling a different mitzvah. It's like tefillin, for example, for a boy to put on tefillin, male to put on tefillin one day, it's not connected to the putting on tefillin the following day. If I miss one day, chas v'chalila, then the next day I would put on tefillin without it being impacted. So why, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, if according to most opinions, every day of Sfiras HaOmer is just like all these other mitzvos, and therefore is a separate separate mitzvah, separate obligation, separate kiyum, separate fulfillment, why would I therefore be impacted if I forgot day 12? What would that impact day 13? It's like wearing tefillin on day 12 versus wearing tefillin on day 13. Why should there be a difference? And the answer essentially is like this. The Baha'i has an opinion which says that actually it's one large mitzvah. That there's one big mitzvah of counting all 49 days, and because of that, if I miss a day in the counting, then I'm no longer fulfilling the larger mitzvah of counting the 49 days. That's one opinion. It happens to be that there is a nuance within the laws of Safek Brachos Lahaka, in the laws of Brachos, which is that if I am not sure if I'm supposed to make a bracha, in other words, if I have multiple opinions and one of them says I shouldn't make a bracha in this circumstance, we will err on the side of caution of not saying God's name in vain, and therefore we don't say the bracha of Sefiras HaOmer if you miss a full day 12. Beginning day 13, no more bracha. But I would definitely continue counting, because according to most opinions, unlike the Baha'i, you fulfill a separate mitzvah on day 13 and on day 14 and on day 15, just like when I put on tefillin, or just like when I lift the lulav and esrog, etc., etc. Every day is a separate, unique mitzvah, not connected to the day before. So too, day 14 and day 15 and day 16 are all separate mitzvahs, and therefore I can fulfill them separately afterwards. In other words, I am fulfilling them according to most opinions, even if I'm not saying the bracha. So it's important that people know this. Even if you missed one day, you should definitely continue counting on later days. And by the way, there's a unique opportunity when it comes to brachos also, which is you can stand next to someone else who is saying a bracha and say amen to their bracha, and then you can count. And you can fulfill the bracha to some level by actually listening to someone else's bracha. So since you can't make the bracha yourself due to this nuance of suffix brachos lahakel, I can listen to someone else make the bracha and therefore fulfill my obligation. One other important nuance, one other important misconception is that everyone thinks that they can't ever say the day of the Sefiras HaOmer. I always have to say yesterday was X and X day, or yesterday was a different day of the Omer, and that, you know, not to say today's. If I've already counted today's day of the Omer, let's say, for example, it's 10 o'clock at night, and I already counted, and I said today is the 11th day of the Omer, and then my wife comes over to me and she says, wait a second, what day was it today? And I can say at that point, without question, today is the 11th day, because I already counted. I fulfilled. I don't have to say yesterday was the 10th day. If I have not counted, and I then would say, oh, actually, tonight's the 11th day of the Omer, and again, it's 10 o'clock at night, so it's definitely past seis, then I would no longer be able to say it with a bracha, because again, safek brachos lahakel, I'm not sure if that actually fulfilled my obligation, even if I didn't say it with the weeks. Simply saying, oh, today's the 11th day in English would potentially trigger me not to be able to say it with the bracha anymore, and therefore, in that circumstance, it's worthwhile to say, hey, actually, yesterday's was, or count right then and there. Say the bracha, count it, and then the person who's asking you will hear you answering the question by simply counting yourself. The other circumstance in which it becomes complicated is between shkia, between sunset and the three stars coming out. In other words, between about 18 minutes after 18 minutes after candle lighting on Friday, that time, until the time when Shabbos would end, so again, between sunset and the three stars coming out, in that time zone, it's unclear. It's called Ben Hashmashos. It's an unclear time. It's neither here nor there, or it's both here and there. It's both day and night. And so therefore, if I count in that time period, I'm not sure if I have Yotze or not Yotze. So I actually would repeat it again after the three stars come out, but I would not do it with another bracha at that point. And that's also why, during specifically that time period, I would be careful to say yesterday was X and X date. So as the night is coming close and you haven't yet started to count, because the time isn't yet, I would then recommend to say yesterday's counting was the 10th, instead of tonight is the 11th, because you may get yourself into a situation where you're not allowed to count with the bracha anymore. But again, if I've already made the bracha on the counting, or even if it's the next day, totally the next morning, whether I counted or I didn't count the night before, I could say today's day in the Omer is the 11th day. And there's no complication in saying that, because again, there's no issue of potentially saying the term too early, the words too early, and therefore cutting out the opportunity to say the bracha. I want to share also just a nice hashkafic idea, which actually comes out of Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of that Bahag that I mentioned before. The Bahag, again, had the opinion that each day was not a separate mitzvah, but rather was one long mitzvah, which is what caused us not to be able to say a bracha if I miss a full 24-hour period of counting. The Soloveitchik explains that maybe actually there are unique independent mitzvahs here, even according to the Bahag, but there's another piece that we need to catch, which is Sefiras HaOmer is about counting. When I count, I am stating there's a sequence of events from one number to the next number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 comes after 2 and comes before 4. Every single time when I'm counting. If I miss three, then my counting to five is not a counting to five. It's like one, two, skip a few, 99, 100. I didn't count to 100 right now. I may have gotten to the number 100, but I didn't count all the way to 100 because I skipped a lot, right? Skip a few, 99, 100, very nice, cute. But if you miss one day, says Rav Soloveitchik, according to the Bahag, then you're missing the consecutive nature of counting. This idea of consecutive nature of counting, of being able to count every single day, is what counting is all about. After all, every number is reflecting really just a sequence of numbers, and it's a place in that sequence. And if I miss one of those days, it's not that I totally have ruined every other mitzvah. No, and it's one big mitzvah and I missed the whole thing. No, it means, according to the Baha'i, that I haven't fulfilled my obligation for day 12 since day 11 wasn't counted. That day 12 requires an 11 and a 10 and a 9 and an 8 and a 7 and a 6, etc., etc. before it. And that's the reason we don't make a bracha anymore at that point, because I'm missing all the previous pieces to getting to that number. Again, while this may not necessarily reflect what most opinions are on the matter, I think it reflects an important hashkafic idea, perhaps even a musar, that we could take out of Siras HaOmer, which essentially is like this. Every day needs to count. We need to find a way to make sure that every day counts. And I think in quarantine and in coronavirus world, we need to do this even more so. That we could lose a whole day, especially in front of screens. We could literally lose a whole day and not even realize it. And what Sfiras HaOmer reminds us is that we just got our freedom from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We finally got our time back. We were able to decide when the Chodashim are. We could set up the calendar. That's the first mitzvah we got as B'nai Yisrael. Chodesh Atalachem Mosh Chodashim. We got our time back to be able to spend it doing mitzvahs and serving the Rabbanu Shalom. How do we use that time? That time and the way we use it is very, very significant. And in fact, it dictates to us how we understand all of Sfiras HaOmer. That by utilizing this time and making every day count, I know that idea of making every day count is a point of contention out there, because everyone uses it as the title for their shiurim during this time period, but I think it requires us to take another look at it and recognize that that's exactly what we're doing here. Sfiras HaOmer means we're taking every day and making it count in one way or another. On a basic level, we're counting it. We're simply saying today is X day of a large sequence of numbers leading us from Yetzias Mitzrayim ultimately to Matan Torah, to accepting the Torah. But on a more complicated level, we're saying that we're going to save this day as part of a large sequence of events because it matters and it means something that we have yet another day. We can't take every day for granted. And maybe that's one thing that we could take out of this crazy virus right now and the terrible, unfortunate news that keeps pouring into our inboxes and onto our phones is that we can't take anything for granted, let alone our time. And perhaps Sfiras HaOmer can remind us that we have to use our time to the best we can. That should not become a stifling thing that, oh, because now I have to use my time, like, every second is now. Do this in a normal way. It's important to be normal. It's important to have times of break. But every time that I take a break, it should really be as a growth spurt. Be able to build up enough potential energy, enough potential there, so that when I get back to learning, when I get back to growing, when I get back to doing chesed, when I go back to devoting myself to Torah and Yerusha Mayim, etc., so then those breaks will actually be mekadesh, literally can make them holy by saying that they're really just a devotion for myself to be able to take a break so that I can get back to something else. Sometimes we need break, we're human beings, all that's true. But let's make sure that we don't miss a day so that we consecutively say, we got to Matan Torah on a day-by-day basis, but at the same time, know the halachos and know the implications of the halachos, because don't stop counting just because you missed a day. In fact, you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you did so. Have a wonderful day, and make sure to count Sfiras HaOmer this evening.